I'm going to apologize in advance because I also have to run because I have a flight back to San Francisco, so sorry about that. The data that I'm going to present to you today are from a larger study that I've been doing with Advancing New Standards in Reproductive Health and some colleagues, really looking at nurses and abortion care provision. Data from this talk are under review at two different manuscripts, so I'm going to burn through these, but one, we got a good revise and resubmit, so I'm knocking on wood on that one. And the other one we should hear any day. So I'm going to talk pretty quickly. I have no financial disclosures. The larger study was really looking to look at nurse decision-making, particularly ethically challenging clinical decisions using abortion care provision as the context. I have a 23-year career in nursing, particularly in family planning, contraception, and abortion, and I really, really wanted to understand how nursing comes to abortion care provision, given that it's not necessarily covered in our educational preparation, nor unless you are in advanced practice roles do you have exposure to abortion, family planning, or contraception in primary care settings. And more specifically, I really wanted to talk about barriers and facilitators to the involvement of nurses in abortion care. This is some funded work from a larger study that we're trying to do that map the continuum between conscientious objectors and designated staff, meaning people who work in abortion care clinics, in the nursing care specifically of women who are seeking abortions. And our specific aims were to really describe the process that nurses use to make decisions about caring for women needing abortions and to describe the range of factors that influence nurses when making decisions about caring for women needing abortions. Did qualitative methods as part of my postdoctoral work after using molecular and highly quantitative methods, and I really wanted to study it in the context of a clinical situation that I knew very well, so that that way I wasn't learning method and content at the same time. So we interviewed 25 nurses from the San Francisco Bay Area. It was a little further than that, I will say. We got some people from Sacramento, Hanford, Concord, if you know the Central Valley. A couple of people from Humboldt, a little further up north. We started with emergency department, ICU, L&D, OR, and PACU nurses because we wanted nurses who didn't particularly work in abortion care provision but who might have access to women needing abortions, particularly in urgent and emergent situations. We hope to capture some of the more conscientious objector individuals who would have that stance. And then by our third interview, we realized that we needed to also interview the designated staff in abortion care clinics from Kaiser, Planned Parenthood, San Francisco General Hospital, University of California, San Francisco, John Muir, and Concord. Typical of the Bay Area, we've got a young nursing workforce with a huge range between 28 years and 66 years old, all women, mostly Caucasian white, highly educated group of people. Years in nursing were mean around 13. Half came from women's health and abortion care clinics, and the other half came from the other clinical environments. The mean hours worked 30, but the range, as you can see, was insane. I mean, 20 to 50 hours a week. Typical to the San Francisco Bay Area, no religious affiliation for most of the participants in the study, and you will notice more than half have at least master's degrees in nursing. Function of the Betty Irene Nursing More Initiative in California to really increase the number of nurses with advanced education and to join the professoriate to deal with the faculty shortage. So what do we find? We designated the process that nurses use either to participate or not as calculus formation. And it's a dynamic, iterative process. We're constantly going back and forth, irrespective of the work environment, about if, how, and when they were going to provide care to women needing abortions. We found that they text and tact back and forth between personal and professional, and a lot of times we're weighing contradictory opinions at the same time while providing great care. We found that nurses weighed the role and opinion of others, and others was defined as family members, patients, physicians, other staff, that really, really integrating that into their decision-making process. They made a huge distinction between knowing how to do something versus knowing that they need to do it. This comes from Dr. Benner's work. And that was a huge theme throughout the data. And there was a clear delineation of the potential parameters of the nurse-patient relationship. Interestingly enough, we found that nurses do make distinctions between empathetic and unempathetic patients, and that there is a larger continuum of nurses than those who provide and those who do not provide. There's basically, we have exemplars of a continuum of empathy and objection. there are many barriers and facilitators to nursing care and nurses' involvement in care of women seeking abortions. A lot of it really has to do with poor communication and personal commitment to women's autonomy. There was some uncertainty in their ability to meet the basic care of patients and their families, particularly around grief and mental health needs and support. We also found that a lot of nurses were really uncomfortable trying to clarify their values in real time, particularly if you work in the emergency department or it was under a more urgent or emergent situation. Nurses really, really needed time to be able to reflect and to really, really think about their own personal thoughts, ideas, and opinions about abortion care provision within the context of their strong knowledge base of being able to provide that technical care. I'm going to show you some quotes. I'm not going to read through all of these, but I think the top quote is very important. I think that empathy has grown over time because I meet new nurses who just started working in abortion, and I can see their biases. I can see that they don't have that. They just think of it like a job. It's not like they're very biased against the patients, even though they say don't say it, but they are. And I think empathy grows over time. And we see this phenomenon in a whole variety of different ethically challenging care that nurses provide, whether it's end of life, whether it's oncology, or whether it's in pediatrics, or whether it's in other acute type and chronic type settings. So it's not unique to the abortion care provision context. We found that nurses had a lack of knowledge around repeat unintended pregnancy and care access. One of the more interesting pieces to this were, especially if you don't work in women's health, if you work in emergency departments or labor and delivery units, there's some serious lack of knowledge around unintended pregnancy and sort of the impact that unintended pregnancy has on women. So the quotes, again, I won't read this, but I think it's really important to know that Medi-Cal does cover abortion care services in California. It's an insurance program for poor and disabled in California called Medicaid in other states. And I think it's really a poignant quote from an L&D nurse. Well, there's so much, I mean, I'm really glad that this is not getting destroyed. Completely from personal experience, there is a lot of emotional stuff that goes into making a decision to have an abortion. And then you have to go and get your emergency Medi-Cal, and having to explain to a doctor why you need it. Then you have to go back and explain to the Medi-Cal office why you need emergency Medi-Cal. But there are so many elements that go into the pot, and that, yes, when you're finally done, and it's finally taken care of, I think relief is tremendous, and I really think that's a super normal emotion. There were experiences of lack of support for nurses who both provide abortion care and those who did not, so that there were nurses who described feeling demonized by their coworkers and feeling really, really abused by other staff when they did step forward, particularly in the operating room. But we really heard this also from PACU nurses and nurses who are designated staff, meaning working in abortion care clinics. The other thing they really talked about, not only being lonely, but also feeling like people don't ask them about their work. They don't ask them, how are you doing in your career? That they really felt this sense of isolation that professionally I know as nurses is not what we experience in doing our work. So they really, really felt, I felt really kind of scary. Like, what if somebody finds out, and what if there's some kind of retribution? Because they were there to bring babies into the world, and isn't it a miracle, and isn't it wonderful? And yeah, I sure get it. Sure, but that's not the whole picture of a woman's life. With a third of women having abortions, some need, you can't just separate it out. There were some facilitators, and there are many, many facilitators. We wrote a whole manuscript on facilitators of abortion care. But I think one of the big ones really has to do with really supporting women and supporting patients where they are. Really, really talking about, I thought this second quote was really, really important, talking about educational programs, where she says, I don't know, I think they're coming in already with so many, and she's talking about students, with so many stereotypes and ideas about people, and I don't think they really get to talk to people in any serious way. I would love to have a nursing program where they really talk to women about themselves and their experiences and why they made the choices they did or the assumption about why someone's coming to them in whatever condition that they are. They don't know about how these immigrant women end up here and what they went through to get here and how they've been raped and abused. I don't think those things come across students. And this is a huge phenomenon that we have at San Francisco General Hospital, not just because of our proximity to the borders, both in Mexico and Texas, but because of the highly restrictive legislative laws in Texas. We're seeing a lot of patients who are doing a lot of traveling to seek abortion care. And again, in California, we don't have that contextual appreciation for all of those factors that go into women having to make these kinds of journeys and how harrowing they are. So really, again, building empathy into the care provision environment. So we finished data collection on this study last year. There are six manuscripts that we really, really want to get out of it. Two are under review. But one of the big things that we've really, really found is we need more in-depth interviews to really, really continue to think about interventions that we're looking for, particularly educational interventions. Where can we intervene in the nursing student and nursing training process to really build in values clarification, not just around abortion care provision, but all ethically challenging work. Where can we help nursing students to understand where their personal and their professional responsibilities and ideas begin and end? Where do we really, really teach within our curricular environment respect for autonomy, not only just for women, but for patients in general? And then really starting to think about some policy changes around some of these institutional and individual barriers, engaging key stakeholders to really address the ability to debrief difficult and ethically challenging cases, particularly in real time. Our inpatient nurses who are in the ICU, PACUs, and EDs really felt like they had no time when their shift was over, they would go home, and they really couldn't debrief some of the more difficult cases that came into their clinical environments, not just specific to abortion care provision, but even miscarriage management, really feeling like they didn't provide the kind of emotional spectrum care that women needed when they presented in the ED with miscarriage. So just really sort of rethinking about how are we training and preparing students for ethically challenging work and really the vulnerabilities of being with patients and families at these difficult times. So with that, I apologize. I also have a flight to take, but please email me if you have any questions, and I thank you for your time.
Thank you.